Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Okay, real quick, before we get into sports, because we're already running behind, but if anybody ever wonders, like, oh, geez, I wonder what the guys do in between songs. Are they working on stuff? Are they what goes on in there in between breaks? Well, Hunter and I just spent the last 5 minutes talking about Burt Bacharach. There's no reason for it.
Burt Bacharach. No idea why, how it got brought up, what is going on, where am I, and why is Burt Bacharach in the conversation?
Nothing productive. Like, we have stuff we need to do. Like, there's things we need to work on. But instead, I'm on Wikipedia telling Hunter facts about Burt Bacharach.
Burt Bacharach. And you know why? It's because I was like, you know, I said, you know, the only reason I know about Burt Bacharach is because Austin Powers. That's it. I don't know anything else about the
But
dude.
How did we even start on that? Like, someone made a comment, and then we both said, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Burt Bacharach.
Burt Bacharach.
And that's it. And then we spent 5 minutes looking up facts about Burt Bacharach, who has never been on this show. We have never played his music on this show.
Nope.
He will never be on this show.
Couldn't pick him out of a crowd. Couldn't tell you if he played a song. Nothing. Nothing.
Anyone wondering, Burt Bacharach, still alive. He's 93 years old. Right. He was born in Kansas City, Missouri. Unbelievable.
Still kicking.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Burt Bacharach.
God, no wonder you and I are always scrambling at the end of the show to get stuff done because we waste 4 hours every morning.
We always talk about the good stuff off air, man. We need to save that. We need to save it for on air. Which, by the way, we're gonna be bitching about office chairs today at some point. So
yes,
stay tuned.
We will be doing that. We'll never bitch about Burt Bacharach, but we will bitch about office
chairs. Seems like a good guy, you know.
All right, let's keep her going right now. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other great products. You know who enjoys Bud products?
Burt Bacharach.
He does. He really does. Anyway.
Absolutely. All right. You know, it's an interesting sports this morning, man. I'm going to totally skip scores because I got to leave time for these stories. So we're going to kick it off with hockey. You're going to find this kind of funny, man. An all-star hockey game in Russia featuring prominent businessmen, politicians, and former professional hockey players was, as expected, a blowout because the winning team had none other than himself, Vladimir Putin.
Yes, Putin threw on some skates. Yes.
This is great, dude. The opposing team never had a chance smartly. They didn't play defense because the ruthless strongman who scored a whopping 8 goals in the contest was named MVP.
You know what?
This
That's
is hilarious. The opposing goalie let in 8 goals, but he may have made a very important save. His life.
Dude, that is such trash. That was like, that's like those videos of people playing Obama in like basketball. Like, right. Who's going to post up on Obama? Like, who's going to just check Obama?
You know what?
No one's going to put like a hard pick and roll on Obama, on the president of the free world.
No. This is what you do. You put effing Putin up against that glass.
Yeah.
Dude, you have some collisions. This is your one chance to, like, have somewhat of an excuse to lay the dude out.
Now, you know what?
You
better enjoy it because Putin's goons will literally come out on the ice, take you away, and then people in the background will literally just hear this after they drag you away. You're dead, all right?
You know, can you imagine a player, like, on the bench? And he's like kind of all antsy. Hey, what's going on, man? I'm gonna go kamikaze here, man. Jumps over. Wham! He knew he was gonna die.
Just straight up checks Putin into the glass.
Wham! Does like a double back. Just wraps him around his arm.
Dude, that's how guys like Putin and Kim Jong-un, they stay as cocky and arrogant as they are because people let them win.
Oh, dude, it's just like the old bit. It's nice to get punched in the face once or get laid out on the ice. It wakes you up a little bit. You wake up like, all right, you know, I'm a normal guy.
You got people just like skating like way around Putin, like just staying. He's like, oh, I'm the greatest hockey player. No, that's, you know what?
And so, you know what? As a man, you know, could you really go, like, I would be like, come on, guys, give me one. You know, like, as a man, you have to be like, this is ridiculous. People, I got a bubble around me, for God. I scored 8 goals.
I don't think he sees it that way. He probably at this point now thinks he's never lost an election. He has never been checked in hockey. He's never been body checked in hockey. And he has the most goals of anybody in that league because he's Putin, man.
Yeah. Interesting, interesting all-star hockey game in
Dude,
Russia.
You just body checked Vladimir Putin. Who are those guys in suits coming over here? Oh, God.
Oh, God.
This is done.
You're dead, man. You're dead.
And gunshots really echo in a hockey rink. Just
in
an
a hockey
FYI.
Rink, right,
just
right.
an FYI.
Bullets skipping off the ice. All right, we got to move on. Pro football. The Las Vegas Raiders going to have a party in the end zone this year. That's right. Complete with bottle service. That's not an analogy. That's for real. A real party in the end zone. For home games at Allegiant Stadium, the end zone will have DJ booths, 42 televisions, a 9-by-35-foot LED screen, and a 45,000-watt sound system. Dude.
Damn, dude.
You know, I'm glad that they're putting TVs up, though, because the when I read this the first time, I'm like, dude, but the end zone seat is the worst seat. It's the worst seat in the stadium. You can't see anything. You know, but they're going to have 9-foot-by-35-foot LED screens and televisions and DJs and girls. And
I mean, you got to keep some attention there because it ain't going to be the football that's played. I mean, I think when people go to Vegas, like the teams, I don't think it's going to be the best football. I think people are going to be distracted. The players are probably going to be out and gambling the night before. Their mind's going to be on hookers.
You know, dude, honestly, they weren't bad last year, though.
No, they weren't, but they weren't playing in Vegas.
That's true. And they were.
No,
Vegas.
They weren't at
Not
I watched at the new stadium.
For sure. 100%. What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I specifically remember them playing in that Vegas stadium because we used to go to Vegas the few years that they were building that stadium. Dude, it was amazing. That stadium is amazing, Brock.
Are you sure they were already playing there? I know 100%. The stadium was there, but I don't remember them playing any games in there. Of course, they didn't pay much attention.
It's because I remember watching the Raiders and specifically like trying to see the stands.
You don't remember anything. Shut up. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know what? All right. I'm just a sports guy. You know, whatever.
What do I know? I'm just a doctor.
What do I know?
Well, all right. Party in Vegas.
One more story. You got time?
Yeah, we got time. Go for it.
More story. Keep that sound effect ready. Horse racing. Here we go. We got an update.
There you got him.
You already are. That's it. The horse is dead. Well, we've been talking a lot about horse racing, specifically Medina Spirit, you know. So this is a long story short. Medina Spirit will be allowed to compete in the next big horse race.
Wow.
The Preakness Stakes this weekend. So, dude, the horse made it. Medina Spirit made it.
That's good.
Yes.
So they cleared the horse of all drug charges that it had nothing to do with. I
think the guy just had one bullet in the chamber and he missed.
That's what it was. All right. You're right, horse. You can bob and weave. If you don't get in, you get to race again. Ooh, I don't know.
So there you go. Put the sugar cubes away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Don't put the sugar cube on the shotgun and try and blow Mr. Head's brains out.
Dead horses on our dime, Brock.
Don Harry just messaged me and said you're wrong about the Raiders.
I'm wrong?
Yeah, he said you're wrong about the Raiders.
No, I'm not wrong. You need to keep looking that up then, because you both are wrong.
I'm just saying. Don Harry said you're wrong, and think he's smarter than you. Yeah. So
all right, you're gonna believe Don Harry? Okay, great source.
All right, we'll talk more about this. You got anything else, or is that good for now?
That's it.
All right, we got dead Russians and we have alive horses. I think that's the best way we can sum up sports. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey,
Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 1. Ken Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 7:25, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's happening, man? Hey, real quick, because I know the wife's in the car coming back from her workout this morning. Yeah. I want to talk about it before she gets here.
Okay.
So she can hear me say this. Stop unplugging everything. She has this, like, thing about fires, which I understand. Trust me. I know everything about the fires. But, dude, everything in this house gets unplugged everywhere. And it just bothers me.
You know what?
Sorry.
Amanda, if you're listening, keep unplugging stuff, all right?
No, actually, you shut up. I knew you were going to say that.
Unplug even more things, all right? Just do it.
Everything gets unplugged. For what?
Good. Good. You know what's great? That means that when you're on life support, she's going to pull that plug, no problem.
She's getting practicing.
All she's doing. She's just practicing. Dude, that's going to be the easiest plug for her to pull. Like, I've been preparing for this moment my entire life. See ya, Hunter.
That's my right. God, I've never seen somebody pull a plug like that in my life.
She did it with such grace. It was effortless. It was unbelievable.
Been doing it for 45 years.
That's all she's practicing for, pulling that plug on you, buddy. Anyway, all right, we're going to keep it moving. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products so you're never thirsty. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Hi. You're never thirsty.
Even if your wife unplugs your life support, you will not be thirsty, all right?
Well, because you're dead. That's true. Hey, you know what? Let's kick it off. Pro football, morons. We got a bunch of morons. Hey, got some morons
I knew
over
this
here.
Was coming. All right, I got the lube. I'm ready.
Yeah, and I'm
ready.
Specifically talking to you and Donnie. Last hour, I did a sports report. Las Vegas Raiders going to have a party in the end zone, complete with bottle service for home games at Allegiant Stadium. End Zone Club will also feature two DJ booths, 42 televisions, a 9-foot by 35-foot LED screen, and a 45,000-watt sound system. And I was talking about watching the Raiders last year playing in Allegiant Stadium. And you're like,
is that what I sounded like?
Stadium's not finished yet. I can't play there.
Is that
and
what
then Donnie chimes in. Yeah, he's right. You're a moron, Hunter. And no, I'm not a moron because they did play in Allegiant Stadium last year, specifically September 21st, 2020, the first game. So suck it.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I still don't believe it until I see it for myself. I think
morons.
You're full.
What? You could see it on TV last year.
Nah, I didn't see it. I don't believe it. So that's fine. Nope.
You know what?
You're still wrong, Hunter. You're still wrong, you idiot.
We're going to put you down like Medina Spirit. That's what we're going to do.
Let me get it.
Sugar right. Cube at the end of the barrel. You know, shut up, you morons. Vegas last year. Moving on. This is a funny story. Real quick. I'm going to finish with this. You'll get a kick out of this or a slap shot. What? An all-star hockey game in Russia featuring prominent businessmen, politicians, and former professional hockey players was, as expected, a blowout because the winning team had none other than himself, Vladimir Putin. The opposing team never had a chance, smartly didn't play defense against the ruthless strongman who scored a whopping 8 goals in the contest and was named MVP.
Of course
he
was.
MVP when no, it's like naming somebody MVP on the Harlem Globetrotters. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Putin probably didn't even need to put pads on. Like, it's Russia. I don't know if you know this or not, but Russia is a scary place, okay?
God.
And Putin has literally stolen elections. He is still the leader of Russia because he is still
scared. Dude, I'm scared of him.
If you don't think Putin hasn't had people killed, all right, you are dreaming. And now you're going to get out there and everyone's going to put smiles on their face and be like, all right, wait, I'm sorry. Did you say Putin is going to be playing today? Well, I'm not hitting him. Like, who do you
guard
think?
Him? Joey, hey, guard Putin. No.
You got the one new guy that like doesn't know and he just straight up just body checks Putin. And the rink just dead silent. Everyone's like, are you
smart? What that was a good hit, wasn't it, guys?
Some guys come out. Some big Russian body guards come out in these black suits and sunglasses. They drag the new guy off the ice.
Guy looks to the audience. His dad's looking at him all wide-eyed, shaking his head like, no.
Putin just gives that look, and he does the thumbs down. He's like, wait, I didn't know. How do you do it in Russian?
Not even thumbs down. He's just a nod. Just a nod.
And then after that, you hear him screaming. You see him get taken out through a dark tunnel. It's still dead quiet in that hockey rink, and all of a sudden, a shot rings out. That guy's dead, all right? He is dead.
They pull him off the ice. There's that big blood streak to the corner of the rink. All right, here we go. Game on.
Everyone's just Putin doesn't get touched the rest of the game. He's just skating around. No one's
Dude, no wonder they drink so much vodka, dude. Everybody lives in fear.
Yeah.
You got to drink to have somewhat of a normal, like.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Game on.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it.
So anyway.
Dude, I'd check Putin. I'd check him.
Would you? I wish you would.
How'd Brock die? Well, he went to Russia and he body checked Putin during a.
He didn't know. He didn't know. He's not supposed to.
Right. Fantastic. All right.
So there you go. That's your sports this morning. Random.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.